I want to get back down to Jared Blickery, who's standing by on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And Jared, help us wrap up the week here.
Well, I tell you what, I want to follow up on Bitcoin here like I do on most Fridays. But 10 minutes ago, I was talking about a story that just broke suggesting, and this is out of Bloomberg, by the way, quoting anonymous sources, that the Biden administration has a draft order and they're keeping it under lock and key right now. They may release it, they may not, depending on a few circumstances that I'll get to in a second. But basically it would coordinate crypto management and efforts by all kinds of various branches of government, from the security side to the various regulatory agencies, put it all under one umbrella. And there is historical precedence for this. We have the President's Working Group on Capital Markets, which was instituted in the wake of the 1987 crash. That is still in existence. And this seems to be very similar. Now, the reason why they may not release this draft order is because of a lack of expertise at the very top. There are a few experts in the Biden administration, but apparently, if you own a material amount of crypto assets, you are barred. So you have to recuse yourself from any involvement in this. And they quote one particular guy, Tim Wu. He's a special assistant to the president for technology and competition policy. He has at least $1 million worth of Bitcoin, at least $250,000 worth of Filecoin. He is recused, so you can imagine the consternation there. But this is all part of efforts by the Biden administration to kind of get a firmer grasp on crypto, and that has been ramping up recently. The Justice Department, only this week on Wednesday, they launched a national cryptocurrency enforcement team, and this is to investigate and prosecute the misuse of cryptocurrency. This is also in the article that it's referencing. So all part of a broader plan to regulate crypto. And guess what Bitcoin did? It initially sold off about $400 on the news, and now it is back up to about $54,700 and change. So really not a big change in the price of Bitcoin, but we'll have to see if this story gains any traction over the weekend or Monday, guys.
All right, Jared Blickery, we will continue to follow that. Thanks so much.